yeah, look, incredibly frustrated. You can't compete with a side like Australia if you give them, if you give their top five all chances. So incredibly frustrated. And it's not through lack of hard work. The guys have trained and trained and trained, and somewhere between the training and going out on the ground, it seems to get lost. So we'll just keep pursuing that and keep endeavouring to get better and better, because we have to. The gap between the best side in the world and where we sit at the moment is not great in terms of batting and bowling, but in terms of fielding, athleticism, fitness, running between the wickets, the gap's massive. So those are issues we have to, those are issues we continually talk about and continually train, but we're just going to have to do it harder and harder and harder. No, it's work in progress. It's work in progress. We've just got to get the numbers and the fitness levels to where they need to be. The fitness levels I have improved across the board. So we're on the right track, but it's nowhere near where we need to have it. And with that comes skill in the field, comes catching, comes throwing, comes sliding, comes diving, comes just doing the basics well. And now, I said to the guys yesterday in our team meeting, I thought Australia were 15 to 20 better than us in those departments. With bat or ball, we can match them. But in those departments, I thought they were 15 to 20 runs better, and tonight they were 50 runs better, and you just can't compete if that's the case.
Maybe last 15 over, Australia scored 145 runs. And what about Sharjeel Khan? He scored 74, but he missed two crucial catches as well. Hassan Ali took five wickets, and he's also a crucial catchman.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly right. We can't give chances, and I've been through that already. It's we just can't give chances like that. It's unacceptable. And certainly the standards that we set for this cricket team, those standards haven't been met in the field. So that's really disappointing. With that, it allows them to push out at the back end. You know, Maxwell should have been out, Head should have been out, which meant that we would have had two new batsmen there all the time. Smith we let off before he got 10, I think. So, you know, those are things we just can't do. If we want to get to where we want to get to, in terms of rankings, we just can't make those errors. I was impressed with Hassan tonight with the ball. I thought he was outstanding. That was a real positive. I thought he analysed conditions well. He changed his pace well. He executed very well when he had to. So can't fault his effort. And with the ball, I thought he was outstanding. And then Sajil gave us the type of start that we need from Sajil. You know, for us to compete and get 300s and 320s. We need Sajil to give us that little buffer at the top and really take advantage of those power play overs. What we need from Sajil now is to go on and get the hundreds that Davey Warner's getting for Australia. But, you know, Davey Warner, it was a process with Davey as well, because I was there through his sort of infancy stages. Sajil's where Davey Warner was 5 years ago. And hopefully we can get Sajil to start turning in those match-winning innings that Davey Warner is doing for Australia now.
He's saying Pakistan team is low standards in batting, fielding and bowling with Australia. Do you think the reasons are basically... What are the reasons? Is it fatigue or is it something else?
Yeah, we actually went through that exact same thing yesterday, and we looked at it. Is it skill level? Is it attitude, or is it fatigue? Because it can only be one of those three issues. And I think fatigue's certainly got a massive role to play in that. We looked to our one day players to come into the squad and energize the squad. You know, the likes of Imads and Shaib Malik's and who else is coming? Junaid Khan's, Umar Akmal's. They've got to come in and regenerate and re-energize our team, because the guys have been here for so long. So fatigue does play a massive role. What I'd hate to see, though, from any Pakistan team or any team that I'm affiliated to, is that we just throw in the towel. And that won't happen. We've got to come out strong in Adelaide, and we've got to try and finish this tour on a really positive note.
Any other questions?
We can just on David Border again. I mean, how demoralising is it, I suppose? I think that's his third 100 you guys this summer. And the bloke that opens the batting comes out, he almost takes the game away from you before it's begun. I mean, how hard is he to hold it?
Yeah, look, he's incredibly hard. And up front, our lines to Davey Warner through this one-day series have been very, very good. We've tried to cramp him up, and we've done that to good effect. Through Amir's bowled wonderfully well at him. We've done that to really good effect. The thing arriving at the ground today for me was looking at the wicket. I thought this was a wicket that really suited us in terms of pace off the ball. We thought there was going to be something there for the spinner. It was a wicket that we were going to be really comfortable playing in. The only thing in the back of my mind was Davey Warner, because he was due. And I thought he played so well today, because we didn't give him width early on. Yet he kept he stayed leg side of the ball, didn't go across his stumps at all, and he kept punching us through square. So it looked like we were giving him width, but when we actually analysed it, we actually bowled really good lines to him. And you know, he was taking balls off stump and hitting them behind square on the offside. Which was masterful batting, you know. And it is demoralising, but that's what Davey Warner does to best attacks in the world. He, you know, when he plays well, Australia generally win.
Is there any misunderstanding between
any
player? Any? Is there any misunderstanding among the players?
Misunderstanding in terms of what? No, look, they're under no illusions where they need to improve, because we tell them that and we train that every day. You know, with the bat today, we've been bowled out for 265, I think, but there's 8 overs left. If we're not chasing 340 and we're chasing 320, we've actually paced our innings very well. So I'm taking the positive out of that batting to say that we had Hafiz, we had Sajil, we had Baba Azam, all scoring at a run a ball, which for me is a positive, because over the last couple of months, and certainly before I came in, Pakistan had been a team that sort of got 260 and 270. They weren't a team that could get the 300s and 320s. So like in Melbourne, we win when we're chasing 220, because that suits us down to the ground. But when we're chasing 300, we're generally behind the eight ball. So we've worked really hard on that. So I was comfortable that our batting had a score of 300 or 320 covered tonight, which I think was a positive. I think we bowled well in patches, except the last 15 we were taken to the cleaners. But that comes down for me more to fielding, and had we taken those catches, those players wouldn't have been at the wicket to take toll of those last couple of overs anyway. So batting and bowling, I can sit with tonight and take some positive out of it. Obviously, fielding, woeful and way below standard.
Thank you.